I don't think it ought to. But if it's going to do it, it ought to be cowardly. It ought to do it. It ought to say, I want you to sick them, boss. You get after them, and I'll sit here and hide.
Yeah, I know that's what they've done. They start out that the Congress finds an emergency, but then they dump it all in your lap.
They do two things. They say that the president sets whatever period, and then they'd say it's too long or too short. That's the first thing they do. Then they do not make a back-to-work finding. They just dump it on the president to make it. Then the people are going to say it's a Democratic president that's made this finding. Any machinist lawyer that's got any sense, he'd just say, well, Congress didn't. They just left the impression they were doing it. But then the Democratic president. So I think we ought to try to see if y'all got any power if Abel's got any with
Clark.
Clark. And you ought to tell them that it's cowardly. And if they're going to do it at all, they ought to do it where it doesn't just hurt Democrats, where it's jointly shared. Because let the Congress make the finding. If they got to make a finding, but God, don't make a Democrat make the finding. And I think if somebody ought to see what you can do with fellows like Pell and Randolph.
Well, I guess.
Did you all talk to the Kennedys, though?
I talked with Teddy, and I couldn't budge him. Just as adamant.
What was his position? Why?
They say it's better to, from all concerned, that you should make the decisions. That's all you get out of it. They don't think the Congress should make the decisions.
Why don't they shut up then?
Well, this is what I told them was exactly the same words. Then they should do nothing.
When you all talk to me, you talk a little stronger than that. What are you all going to do about this? I don't want to be the fall guy here.
Well, we're moving in on the whole situation. I've got calls out all over the country on the darn thing right now, particularly on people on the committee. And then we'll be out in mass. I've got a meeting called in the morning of everybody, and we're going to storm that hill. But in the meantime, I'm calling people, which is much more important than the people here, anyway, as you know. And I'm trying to find Big Norty now to do just the thing you were talking about in terms of Abel. Matter, because this is a deplorable situation, which will do nobody any good.
Well, George Meany told me he considered it anti-labor if they did that. Now, did he call you and tell you to call him?
He and I talked about 4 o'clock or a little after 4 this afternoon.
He told me he would do it, so he said
that. Yep, that's right. And I chased everybody right up on the hill immediately, but Clark wouldn't budge.
What did he say?
He just simply said, this is the way we're going to do it. I mean, and this is what you ran into with these guys.
So does he say why he wants to do it this way?
No, he just doesn't do it.
Is he just personally wanting to make the president do it? I'm not running. It's not going to hurt me.
No. I don't understand, frankly, on the whole thing. But we will be hammering, I can assure you, before they take this thing up. And the whole Senate will know where we stand before we get through with it. Because this is just without any sense. Leaving aside issues or anything else, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, now, there are 3 things that we don't like about it. It says that I must set the period. Whether it's 40 days or 80 days or 100 days. Now, we think that if I set it one way, it'll be too long. If I set it another way, it'll be too short.
Sure.
I'll just allow the demagogues on the Republican side to give me hell, whatever I do.
Right.
The second thing it says that I must make the back-to-work finding. They just dump it in my lap. I not only must order them back to work, but I must say how long I'm going to force them back to work.
Force them back.
So I'm the guy that has to tell you, Mr. B. Miller, that you cannot strike, that you got to go back, holy son of a bitch, to Miami. These rich people, they could go by train. They're not hurting. They'd be a little longer, but I'm going to do it. And then they up there, have you looked over that roll call?
In the committee, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there's a tie vote on Morse. Morse made a motion to substitute, and it's even.
That's right.
the Clark Amendment to...
10-6.
We lost the Yarborough. He also voted for it.
Yarborough told me this morning he wasn't going to vote for it.
We lost Pell, but also Randolph.
Yep.
Those three all would have made it 9-7. We lost William. What's wrong with William?
I don't know what's gotten into Pete, frankly. I thought he was all straightened out, and I haven't had a report back on him yet tonight. Because I thought we had him straight as the devil. When Yarborough was away the other day, it even suggested he give his proxy to Williams, because I thought he was the most solid of the crowd. I don't know what's gotten into him. Nelson is voting against everything.
Well, but he voted against the Clark Amendment. Was with us on that one.
Yeah, I said it. He's...
Which had the effect of being Father Marshall.
He is opposed to any legislation, and he thought he was playing it that way at the beginning, evidently.
Well, he hadn't been telling us. He'd been playing with Kennedy all the way through.
Well, he didn't on that final vote.
No, but that's the only one he did.
Yeah.
He did on the Morris vote.
On the Morris vote, he played it wrong.
Morris would have had it right.
Right.
Who talked to William?
I can talk to Pete. I'll get hold of him.
Yes, you would. Let me know tonight and tomorrow, so I can talk to him.
I will indeed.
Pell? What's his problem?
I don't know. That one I've got to turn our meat cutter loose on him. He's the closest guy we've got to him. Which I will do. I don't know what got into Pell, because he started out fine on this. I think what you got with some of them was that they thought they were getting themselves in a good position to maneuver to block everything, but as it turned out, they outmaneuvered themselves.
What about Yarborough Clark? Why was they able to talk to
him? Well, Yarborough got me completely fooled, because I talked to him this morning. He told me that he's going to stick on this thing and vote against the Clark Amendment type of thing. Now, Clark is just being Joe Clark. You know him from way back. You never can quite explain why Joe does anything. He's now proudly claiming this thing as his bill. Well, it's actually Griffin's bill all the way, and he's going to be the floor leader. I cynically told Larry a little while ago, this is the only ray of hope I see, because Clark couldn't manage anything. Okay, this is what you got.
No, I think you can filibuster that and hold it up and point out that if they don't want to be cowardly, they ought to make the finding themselves, and they ought to set the day themselves. Then I think you can just tell McCormick that it's really anti-labor and Ford that'll be regarded as such, and have some of your Michigan boys poured into Ford a little bit, particularly from his area. And my guess is that they'll tell him that they can't pass it. Now, Mansfield told me tonight he was going to support the Marshman and oppose this right.
That's what I understand.
Now, you ought to get him to get on television, get your man to get him interviewed, get him to tell the reasons why, and so on and so forth.
I understand Dirksen's also going to take that.
Right. Now, the Morris resolution will get you by 180 days, and then you can get by these electrical workers and the communication workers if you had the damn thing.
Yeah.
Which you all can't advocate anything.
No, but I thought you were talking about the maneuver.
It's a whole lot better, because both sides make the finding. The Republicans make the finding, you see, not just the Democratic president.
I quite agree.
You see, if you run in a tight district, we'll say out in Iowa, and these five Iowa boys been fairly decent with us. Okay, then I make this finding, and every labor man says to him, well, goddamn, the old Democratic president, he found I had to go back to work.
I agree.
So they vote Republican. And that, if the Congress made it, then old Hansen could say, well, hell, everybody voted for it. You had as much hell, we all voted for it. But this way, you'll say, well, I didn't do it, but the Democratic president did.
I agree, and it's going to redound against all of these freshmen and other titans.
You let Larry know what you check this committee
out. I sure
will. Pretty well. And listen, have you got your boys coming in now? Where are you going to take these senators and go down the line?
Yes, sir.
I think you ought to go in the morning, because
yes,
we'll have it up there.
We're going to.
And you ought to have some ready to talk, and you ought to tell Morris to keep going, and we prefer him to anything.
We're going to.
Okay.
Right. Okay.